Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new-to-you finds. Buy, sell, repeat. Guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, at first it made sense. Someone standing at the counter in the dark, but the longer he stood there, the more he felt like he was looking at something that didn't quite belong.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and if you have a real ghost story, we love to hear them. So call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if you'd like. You can get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, and no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts, or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon is with me today.
I am so here today. How's it going?
Good. I just wanted to let you know that when we recorded last, I was heading to see the Warren Treaty in concert for my birthday.
It was your birthday.
With my best friend, James, who also shares my birthday.
Which is so crazy.
I know. It's so fun. It's really fun.
And you guys have done fun things together throughout the years on your birthday.
Well, and I always thought that he was kind of like a weird gift from Dad, because my birthday happens and then 2 days later it was my dad's. And so after our dad died, I was really not having it when it came to my birthday. And same with you. Your birthday, the day after that, was the day he died. And it was just, you couldn't celebrate it.
No.
You know, it was no fun. And so I met James. I was waitressing at a theater. And I met him and we became best friends, like the first night, I think. But and we knew each other a couple months, and it was like, oh, my birthday's coming up. Oh, my birthday's coming up. When's your birthday? The 10th. When's your birthday? The 10th.
Of April?
Yeah. And I was like, that's crazy. And so it gave me, you know, a way to celebrate it again, which was pretty awesome. So we went to see the Warren Treaty, and I'm just here to tell you, if you can go see that band, you have got to go see them. They were incredible. Incredible.
You know what's funny is when we recorded that day, you said, I don't know. I don't know that I know tons of their music, but what I've heard, I really like. And I saw them come up and it was on my birthday. And I'm just like,
I will say this, had wanted to see them live.
Right.
Because I've seen them perform on different award shows and they've just blown me away.
Yeah, and it happened to be your birthday that they were there, and it was drivable to get there and so forth. But I remember, I told you, I said, oh, my prediction is you leave there, and on the way out, you're saying that's one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life.
It really, truly was. So I am just telling you, Kathy, if you ever get a chance, go see them. Hopefully it'll be with me. Yeah. And if anyone else can go see them at some point, just I would highly recommend it. The musicianship was so good, but it's the vocals just blew me away. They were just really great on stage. So super, super fun. So would you like to hear a ghost story?
I would love to hear a ghost story.
Okay, so we've got one here. This is something that happened when I was still living at home, probably late high school. It wasn't anything ongoing. It was one night that has never made sense to me. It was a typical night. My family had been in the living room watching TV. One of those nights where nothing special was going on, and eventually everyone headed off to bed one by one. I stayed up a little longer, and that was normal for me back then. I remember, after a bit, turning the TV off and sitting there for a second. The house gets really quiet once everything is off, and you start noticing things like the refrigerator running or the house settling. That's when I heard something in the kitchen. It wasn't loud. It was a small sound, like something being moved across the counter or set down. If someone had still been awake, I wouldn't have thought anything about it, but since I knew they had all gone to bed, it really bothered me. I sat there for a few seconds listening. I expected to hear something else, maybe footsteps, a cabinet door opening, something to go along with it, but nothing. I remember thinking maybe one of my parents had come back downstairs and I just didn't hear them, so I got up and walked toward the kitchen. The way our house was laid out, the kitchen was just off the hallway, so you couldn't see the whole room until you got close. As I walked toward it, everything still seemed normal. There was no lights on, no noise. Then I got to the edge of the hallway and stopped. There was someone standing at the counter. They were facing away from me, just standing there like they were looking down at something. My first thought was that it was my dad. That was the only thing that made any sense right away. But almost immediately, that didn't feel right. He would have had the light on, or at least I would have heard him moving around. I didn't say anything. I just stood there trying to figure out what I was actually looking at. The light from behind me was enough to make out the shape of a person, but not enough to see the details. I couldn't see a face or anything like that, just the outline. Then it shifted just a little. Enough to tell me it wasn't my eyes playing tricks on me. That's when I backed up. I didn't try to figure it out. I turned around, went straight upstairs to my parents' room. I remember I didn't even explain it very well. I just told them someone was in the kitchen. That got them up immediately. My dad got out of bed right away. My mom followed him. I stayed back in the hallway while they went downstairs. He turned the kitchen light on. There was no one there. I could hear him moving around, opening doors, checking things. He went through the whole downstairs, the living room, kitchen, even checked the basement door. My mom stayed with me at the top of the stairs, asking what I saw and if I was sure. I told her exactly where the person had been standing and what I could remember of it. My dad came back upstairs a few minutes later and said everything was locked. All the doors were shut, windows were closed, nothing out of place. He even went outside to check around the house just in case someone had somehow gotten outside without us noticing. Nothing. We all stood there for a minute trying to make sense of it. My parents weren't dismissive about it, but you could tell they were trying to find a normal explanation. My mom mentioned maybe it was a shadow or something from outside, but there really wasn't anything that would have lined up with where I saw it. And it wasn't a shadow. It was just standing there. I ended up going back to my room, but I didn't go to sleep right away. I left the light on, which I hadn't done in years at that point. Every little sound had me listening, waiting to hear something else, but nothing else happened. The next morning, everything was back to normal. No signs of anything being moved, no doors open, no nothing. It was like it never happened. I even went back downstairs and stood in the same spot in the hallway to see if I could recreate what I saw. Like maybe it was something with the lighting or the way shadows fell at night, but nothing ever lined up the same way. Over the next few days, I paid more attention when I was downstairs at night. I half expected to hear something again or see something out of the corner of my eye, but it never happened. And that's what makes it stick with me more than anything. If it had kept happening, maybe I could have started to make sense of it or at least gotten used to it. But it was just that one moment. Every once in a while, it comes up when I'm talking to my parents, and they still don't really have an explanation for it. My dad has said a few times that if someone had actually been in the house, there is no way they would have gotten out without him seeing or hearing something, and I agree with that. I don't know what I saw that night, but I know it wasn't a shadow or something in my head. So there is my story. It's one of those things that I've never forgotten. Thanks for reading. I appreciate your show. Not sure who sent that in. So that's interesting to me. Like, why would that just be one thing, one night? It's not like he or she ever even mentions, oh, it was a haunted house. You know, we had experiences all the time. Just one night that happened, nothing else.
It feels like it was a transitional thing that it just kind of went through. And so that's what I'm going to go with. I think somebody passed away in the vicinity and was kind of transitioning through.
That makes some sense, actually, because it's not like their house had been haunted before or after. It was one night, one thing. And I think, you know, seeing someone standing, first he heard something, or she, first they heard something and went into the kitchen because it's like, wait, that's weird. Everyone's in bed. What was that? Now, I could see hearing something and then thinking, maybe a mouse, a rat, a rodent.
Or dad got up and decided to come back and get a drink of water or whatever.
Yeah. So what was it? And then when you walk in expecting to see anything other than a shadow person standing there. Mm-hmm. So maybe it was something like that.
That's what strikes me, is that it was just a transitional spirit leaving.
Yeah.
And kind of happened to be on a trajectory through your house.
Or maybe it would be like some residual thing that every November the 3rd at 11:08 at night, this thing happens, but nobody's ever been up to see it before. And that's the only time it happens.
It could be something like that too, right? But it just doesn't feel like it's a constant haunting. I just feel like it's something that showed up and it isn't coming back.
Right. I don't know. I thought that was interesting, though.
That's a good one, though, but that's what I'm going with. And you can go with the anniversary thing.
It could be either thing. It could be nothing. It could have just been his eyes that, you know, maybe he needed glasses.
I think something was there. I really do. They were way too shook up. And
yeah.
And the parents saw it in them.
Well, the parents took it seriously, and I'm glad they did.
And I'm glad they did, and they did exactly what we'd all do. We'd say, well, maybe it was this, maybe it was that, maybe, you know, I mean... But they knew that this son or daughter was very shaken up about this.
Yeah.
So they did not dismiss it. So I definitely think something was there. I think they saw something. And I'm going with a transitional spirit.
I like that. Well, let's go to this phone call.
Hi, my name is Amber. When I was about 8 or 9 years old, I had a friend spend the night. We were very excited. We got to spend the night in the guest room. Very big, had its own bathroom, had a balcony with a door. Very cool. Very Anna Green Gables. That's how excited we were about it. So every time this girl spent the night, she would bring over a stuffed animal. She wasn't partial to just one. It was different every time. This time it was a big white dog about 4 feet high, something you would win at a fair. Anyway, as we were fighting sleep, talking, laughing, we were about to fall asleep, and all of a sudden the entire room was just filled with these little orange lights, just everywhere, floor, ceiling, walls, every wall, and we just start screaming, and my dad comes running in, you know, what seemed like forever, but probably 30 seconds to a minute. As soon as he gets to the bed, it just stops. And he sits down and he's trying to calm us down. And he's just telling us it was his car driving by, reflecting out the window. And even then, I kind of knew that it wasn't true. We lived in a cul-de-sac. Cars don't just drive by. And even if they did, like, lights don't do that. I kind of took it for what he said and didn't really buy the nation because I knew that he wouldn't be able to give me one. So as I grew up, I always kind of kept that story with me, like with the arguments of there's nothing in this world that can't be explained. Like I knew there was something because I knew this couldn't be explained with normal explanations, at least. When I got older, I kind of wanted to discuss it more. But me and my friend didn't talk anymore. I had no idea how to get a hold of her. And I realized, oh, I could talk to my dad. I was a little nervous because he might not remember. And even if he did remember us waking him up by screaming, he might just be like, yeah, that didn't happen, Amber. Your memory's wrong. So when I start talking to him and I tell him the story, his eyes get big. And he's like, oh, I remember that night. I remember it well. So his side of the story is that, of course, he was awoken by us screaming. And when he comes into the room, he sees the lights. And when he looks down by the side of the bed, the dog's head is glowing bright orange. And he kicks it over, and that's when it stops. So after that, he got in contact with his psychic. More on that later. He told me that when he talked to him, the guy asked if he bought a weapon recently, and he said yes, he bought this gun. And the guy said, oh yeah, there's a bad spirit attached to it or something. As I started kind of listening to the podcast and other ghost stories and researching it myself online, I realized orange lights are not connected with bad spirits. They're generally related to good spirits. I'm very skeptic on mediums or psychics, no matter what. Yeah, my family, I've gone to like one big session with my entire family. My dad and my grandma go to this one guy who's written some books. So we have some psychic street cred, if you will. But I've always been very skeptic of it. I believe there's things that we can't explain, but I believe that people lie as well. Anyways, as I said, I was researching this. I'm not sure if maybe my dad has his story wrong, or maybe this guy's just full of poo. I'm kind of thinking that it had nothing to do with us, our house, or the gun, but more to do with maybe the stuffed animal or with her, and maybe something good, because nothing like that happened in that house to me or my dad, as he said. So he said it was, you know, getting rid of the gun, but I'm kind of thinking that maybe it was not anything to do with that gun.
Oh, and it just ends like that. So do you have a theory?
Okay. I have heard this idea about guns having this energy kind of dependent on how it's been used.
If it's been used
in a negative way, it carries this energy. And there's an artist who did, who I really liked, who did these big sculptures that were created with guns that had been, they basically dismantle them, take them apart so they can never be put back together again and whatever, from crimes. And, you know, they get them from street gangs and all this and that, and they put it together. And he would create these big sculptures out of it, kind of, you know, talking about just crime, I think, in general and, you know, so forth. But he said that working with it was very, very heavy because he said the energy that can bounce off of some of these weapons is very, very strong. So I have heard that idea before. This is not a brand new idea that, you know, that could happen. I don't feel like it's necessarily related to the stuffed animal.
I think there
could be a negative energy in the house from the gun, possibly. I'm not saying that's not true. I just don't know what it would have to do with what happened in the room that night.
And I don't think it was her friend.
I don't either. What I'm not sure is, okay, the dad said that he felt like the stuffed animal had a glow about it.
Well, there was these little lights, like orbsy things.
Right. Little, and he felt like maybe it was emanating from this stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if that's the case, but you know what? That's what the dad said, and why would he lie? Like, what purpose? Like, the dad didn't think twice about a stuffed animal, right? He just walked in the room. That's what he saw. And he didn't tell her that immediately. He waited until much later.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought it up. And then he said, well, this is what I saw that night.
Yeah.
And that's weird. But we do talk often about objects that can house energy. And that energy could be positive or negative. In this instance, I think it was positive because it's the orange lights, which she said are normally little glowy orange lights would be good, not necessarily bad. So I say let's go for it. It maybe this stuffed animal did have an energy about it. They were having such a good time that he couldn't even contain himself and he just burst out glowing orbs.
Boom! I'm having so much fun. There's just orbs everywhere.
Well, the girls were having so much fun that I think maybe it just bounced off the dog. But, you know, I see zero reason for the dad to make that up. Like, why would he think twice about a stuffed animal in the room?
I did laugh at the very beginning when she goes, it was very Anne of Green Gables.
Yeah, like, which I love. I love that.
That was really
and
cute.
I love the fact goes to psychics and mediums.
Exactly.
I love that. But I also think that he has some credibility with me in the fact that this wasn't something he just threw out lightly to the girls. He kept it to himself. She brought it up later when she wanted some more insight into that event. And then he gave his version of events from what he saw. He seems very credible to me in this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that the gun has anything to do with that per se, because it didn't feel like bad energy. For what I understand is he looked around, things were good, calmed the girls down. They all went back to bed and slept for the night. Didn't sound like they left the room, did they?
I don't think she said.
Okay. And maybe they did. Maybe they got up and went back to her room or something. But I just feel like the dad has a lot of credibility here.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I think that would freak me out had I seen that.
Yeah, but it could have also been quite beautiful.
Could have. But it'd be like, what am I seeing? What am I seeing? What is this?
Okay. Could it be alien?
Could it be little fairies? I mean, if we're going to go... We're going to go alien, maybe.
Okay, if we're
going to
go all out, I love fairies. So I would really like it to be that, but I don't think it was. But I would vote for it if we could.
Just an idea.
Yeah, if we could have one, I would like fairies.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, share with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can become a premium subscriber if you want. Get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Do that through Apple Podcasts or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.